Prunella Scales is Sarah France in After Henry by Simon Brett, with Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, and Jerry Cowper as Claire. The Married Man.
And we just seem to get on well, Mummy, and, you know, touch wood, it seems to work.
That sounds terrific, darling. I'm really pleased for you.
Yes. Yes. As I say, he is quite a bit older than me.
I'm sure you can cope with that. You're 19, after all, quite capable of looking after yourself.
Yes.
No, I'm delighted to hear it. And may I say, darling, that I'm also delighted that you've confided in me. It's lovely that you feel you can.
Yes, I had to tell someone.
Well, sure, you mentioned him to your friends.
No.
So I'm the first person... Claire, I'm doubly honoured.
Yes. Oh, it's just such a relief to talk about it.
You are making it all sound a bit heavy, Claire. It's just such a relief to talk about it. Surely if you found a man with whom things are working, you want to tell everyone about it.
No.
No?
He's married.
Oh. Just look at that rain.
I wish I hadn't told you now.
Well,
I just had to tell someone. I've kept it to myself for so long.
How long?
3 weeks.
Oh.
Now I've told you, I know you'll come back at me with all kinds of moral arguments against it.
I won't. I mean, have I? I haven't produced any arguments. Are you sure he's married?
Men may tell women they're not married when they are. I don't think they often do it the other way round.
Well, some do, if they don't want to get too involved.
He's married. I've seen his wife at the Christmas party.
Oh. Someone at the Building Society.
Yes. That's why I can't tell any of my friends. Don't look at me like that. I know it's a terrible cliché situation, but
I'm sorry. Can I ask how you...
I fed something wrong into the computer and it started shifting the decimal point and all the interest payments.
Which way?
To the right.
Bet the investors were delighted.
Yes. Fortunately, it only got printed in a couple of account books before I noticed the mistake. And Mr... He said he'd stay behind after work to show me what I'd done wrong.
Very public-spirited of him.
And anyway, he was showing me how to use the error release key and...
How appropriate.
And one thing led to another.
Yes. Computers have got a lot to answer for, haven't they?
There. I said you'd start criticising me on moral grounds.
No, I haven't said anything. Anyway, I think in affairs with married men, the moral problems pale into insignificance compared to the logistical ones.
Yes.
You must have been feeling wretched to have told me.
Yes, Mummy. I'm just so miserable.
And I suppose if I were to say that breaking off the affair would stop you feeling miserable.
But I love him.
Yes, Claire, of course you do. So, what do you want me to do?
Nothing. I just had to tell someone.
Yes, well, I'm glad you did. At least I don't know why I say that. I was feeling quite remarkably cheerful till you told me. Really on top of things. My life seemed uncomplicated for once. But honestly, love, I am glad you told me. I'm sure you'll sort it out.
One way or the other.
I'm afraid ultimately there probably is only one way.
Look, if you're trying to tell me...
I'm not, Claire. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just saying... Well, I can't pretend I'm pleased this has happened. But I'm pleased you've told me. And I'm sure you will manage to work it out.
Yes. I should really stop seeing him.
Did I say anything? Did my lips move?
No.
Do you want me to influence you? Do you want me to come the heavy moral line?
No. I think I will stop seeing him.
Oh, well...
After tonight.
Ah, so you have an assignation tonight?
Yes. I'm meeting him in the golf club car park.
How glamorous.
Mommy!
I'm sorry, you're the one who mentioned the cliché situation... I'd have thought negotiating gear levers in a golf club car park could begin to pall after a month or two.
Mummy, stop trying to put me off
then. I've
got to go.
He's supposed to be playing golf, I suppose, as far as his wife's concerned.
Yes.
Hmm.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Nothing else about cliché situation?
No.
I must go.
So you said I'm not stopping you? I've got to catch the shops anyway before... Oh, Lord, is that the time?
There is one thing, Mummy.
What?
Please... Whatever you do, promise me you won't tell Granny.
I won't, love. I wouldn't have done anyway. You ought to know that.
Yes. Oh, it's just the idea of her...
You don't have to tell me. I have studied the phenomenon at close quarters for 43 years.
Yes. She's always been nosy and suspicious, but I swear she's getting worse.
Yes, and I know exactly when she began to get worse.
When?
From the moment she started watching EastEnders.
dear.
Oh, Mother.
Claire's just gone out.
Oh?
Just this minute. I've just seen her going off down the street.
Ah. Gone out, has she? Gone out? Good, fine. So she's gone out.
You don't know where she was going, do you?
What? No. What's the time? Well, she quite often goes out at this time, doesn't she?
Yes.
I mean, this is just the time she goes out when she plays badminton, isn't it?
Yes.
So I expect that's it. She's gone out to play badminton.
Hmm. She wasn't carrying a bag with her.
Well, she... Perhaps she's left her kit at the badminton club.
She never has before.
No? Look, Claire comes and goes as she pleases. Why should I know where she's going? The whole point of her having her own flat downstairs was that I shouldn't always know where she's going, that she should be able to lead her own life.
Oh, yes, dear, of course, I agree. I wasn't prying.
No.
I was just curious.
Ah.
So you don't know where she's going?
What? Look, why does it matter where she's going?
I do worry about Claire, you know.
I thought I was the one you worried about.
Oh, I worry about you, too. And I worry about Claire.
How even-handed of you. What do you worry about is alternately?
Yes. And at the same time.
Ah, well, thank you. We are both all right, you know.
Yes, you certainly seem all right at the moment.
Thank you.
Almost radiant.
Oh.
Yes, far from your usual grumpy self.
Thank you. Yes, I am actually feeling quite good at the moment.
Is there any particular reason?
For feeling good, does there have to be?
No, doesn't have to be, but there just might be.
No, there is no particular reason.
No. Claire, on the other hand, doesn't seem all right at the moment.
Ah, look, would you like a cup of coffee? Oh, no, damn, I'm out of coffee, so I get to the shops. How about some gin?
No, I'm worried about Claire.
Ah.
Yes, I will have a gin. Thank you, dear.
I think I will, too. Goodness, this weather. There was a leak at the bookshop last night, you know. When Russell got in this morning, he found two boxes of books soaked through, ruined.
No, I think Claire is being very secretive at the moment.
Oh, not more than usual, I would have thought.
Much more than usual.
I wouldn't have said so. She always has had a secretive streak.
Much more than usual.
Ah, I hadn't noticed. Here you are.
Thank you, dear. Well, you always have been a little slapdash in your bringing up of Claire.
Oh, have I?
Yes, dear. I hope you don't mind my saying. It's just being on the premises, one is uniquely positioned to notice that sort of thing.
Yes, isn't one just?
I sometimes wonder if you've taught her any moral principles at all.
Cheers, Mother.
Cheers. No, I think there's something going on with Claire.
Going on with Claire? What do you mean?
Well, for a start, there's the way she's being so secretive. And there are phone calls.
Phone calls? What phone calls?
Last weekend, while you and Claire were both out, your phone rang, and when I answered
it... I wish you wouldn't answer my phone. Look, the whole point of living as we do is that we have separate flats and separate phones. Soon Claire will have her own phone, too.
But, Clara, what are mothers for? If I hear your phone ringing and I know you're out, of course I'll answer it for you.
Well, I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, now, Sarah, you were very grateful when I took that message from Belton's to say the replacement lid for your food processor was...
Yes, yes, I agree I was, but as a general rule, I would rather you didn't answer
anyway.
My telephone...
At the weekend, the phone rang three times, and each time exactly the same thing happened.
What?
As soon as I picked it up and answered, the person at the other end rang off.
Oh.
In my experience, the only people who ring off as soon as the phone is answered are burglars and married men. The burglars are ringing in the hope that there's nobody there. The married men are ringing in the hope that their mistress is there.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Normally, I don't think there's a lot to choose between burglars and married men.
Mother, there are all kinds of explanations.
Sarah... Is Claire having an affair with a married man?
What? No, no, certainly not.
Well, someone is.
But how can you possibly...
As I said, you've been looking particularly radiant the last few weeks, haven't you, Sarah?
Don't laugh, Russell. It's not funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it does have its funny side.
Well, I'm afraid I can't see that very clearly. Its downright bloody awkward side keeps getting in the way.
Yes, of course.
Now Mother is firmly convinced that I'm having an unsuitable affair with a married man, and I can't disabuse her of that notion because that would put her straight on to Claire.
And you promise Claire you won't tell.
Shut up, Russell. Yes, all right. Yes, I can see it has got a funny side. In the same way that seeing someone about to fall off a cliff has a funny side.
Sorry.
It'd be different if I approved of what Claire's up to. But I can't just categorically say, this is wrong, stop it at once. For a start, that would just make her more determined to continue. Anyway, she's 19, she's not a baby. And in a way, if she is going to do this sort of thing, I'd rather she was telling me about it.
Really?
Well, no, to be honest, I suppose I'd rather have remained in blissful ignorance. But now she has told me about it, I'd rather she kept on telling me about it.
Just wait until the storm blows itself out.
Yes. I mean, situations like that can't last for long.
Many do. For years and years.
Oh, thanks, Russell. Cheer me up some more.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be telling you about it.
Well, you can trust me. I won't even tell Bob.
I know, Russell. I didn't mean that. It's just... Oh, dear. Everywhere I turn, I seem to walk into another cleft stick.
Sounds painful.
Yes, it is. Also, I feel as if I'm aiding and abetting a criminal. I mean, last night I lent Claire my car to go to another assignation.
Wasn't the fellow called Pandarus who...
Shut up, Russell. It's as appalling weather. Claire came in on Monday night soaked to the skin, having walked back from the golf club. Even if I can't do much about my daughter's morality, I can at least see that she doesn't die of pneumonia.
Well, the weather could help you in the long run.
How?
Golf club assignations can't be much fun when it's like this. I mean, snuggling into soggy bunkers and cuddling up on wet fairways.
I think the emphasis is more on the car park than the golf course.
Oh, yes. Traditional morality has never really recovered from the invention of the automobile, has it? Oh, dear, oh, dear. So now you're aiding and abetting by lending out your own passion wagon.
Yes. What made it worse, of course, was that the minute Claire had driven off yesterday evening, I realised that it was late-night shopping and that I'd intended to go and make a major raid on the supermarket.
Ah.
And since I'd got virtually nothing in the house and had run out of all the basics, I decided I'd have to go by bus, which I did, through the rain. Only to discover when I got there that the weather had triumphed again and the supermarket was closed because of flooding.
Oh, Sarah. Yes, it was on the news yesterday morning. Had I known you were going to go there, I could have told you.
Thanks. So anyway, Russell, can I throw myself on your mercy? Please, please, can I leave at 4:45 instead of 5:30 today so that I can get to the supermarket? It was either that or starving to death.
Well, in that case, after proper consideration and having weighed up the demands of the bookshop with particular reference to the number of customers who've been in today, viz. None, I have decided yes. You may leave at 4:45.
Oh, bless you, Russell. Then I'll try and sneak back home without Mother noticing I've arrived.
Because that would mean more upbraiding on your slack morality.
Exactly. I wouldn't mind if somebody was actually trying to slacken my morality at the moment.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
There's nothing to what happens when your daughter starts practicing to deceive. I tell you, Russell, I never thought I'd say it, but I'd go back to Claire learning the violin any day.
Dear.
Oh, Mother.
I heard you come in.
Who was that doctor who said there was something wrong with your hearing? Should be struck off.
Sarah.
Would you like a cup of coffee? I have got some now.
Thank you. Right. So you found time to do some shopping?
Yes.
Seems to me that you've been rather letting things slide on the domestic front recently.
Oh?
If you don't mind my saying so.
Would it make any difference if I did?
What?
Nothing.
Still, you've had other things on your mind, I dare say.
I dare say.
Do you know Frieda Saltby's nephew, Wayne?
No, I don't believe I do.
Well, he's recently got a job as a porter out at that new motel on the Stifton Road.
Oh, I know the place you mean. Doesn't seem right to this area, does it?
In what way?
Well, it looks sort of, I don't know, sort of place Benjamin would have taken Mrs. Robinson to.
Mrs. Robinson on the delicatessen counter at Sainsbury's?
No, no, didn't you see the graduate?
What graduate?
Never mind.
Anyway, as I say, Wayne's got this job out of this motel.
Good for him.
And Sarah, not to beat about the bush, Wayne saw your car parked outside the motel yesterday evening.
Ah, really? Well, a lot of people have cars like that.
Are you telling me you weren't at the motel last night?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't here?
No, I went to the supermarket.
Just as you did this evening?
Yes, but...
Except... that yesterday the supermarket was closed due to flooding.
Yes, Mother, but at the time I went, I didn't know.
And the fact that it was closed was on the news yesterday morning.
So I gather, but I didn't happen to hear the news yesterday morning.
I see. Listen, Sarah, how you conduct your private life is your own affair.
Since when?
But I do not like you lying to me.
Mother,
and I don't think Henry would have liked it much either.
Don't bring Henry into this.
Particularly Mother. Considering the circumstances.
Mother, look, believe me, I did go to the supermarket yesterday and found it closed.
I see.
And as I say, lots of people have cars like mine.
Wayne memorised the registration. He told Frieda. She checked it with me.
I see. Another triumph for the geriatric KGB.
There's no need to be offensive, Sarah.
I wasn't. I just...
So what are you suggesting? That your car was stolen by someone who took it to the motel?
No.
Maybe you lent it to someone.
No.
So if the car was there, you must have been there.
Well,
at least thank goodness you've admitted the truth. Sarah, I can't pretend that I approve of your carrying on with a married man.
I see.
And I can't pretend I think Henry would have approved.
Mother!
But that is your affair, in every sense of the word. It's nothing to do with me, and I'll neither interfere nor comment.
I'm glad to hear it.
Your lying to me, however, is my concern. It hurts me a great deal, and I hope I'll never have to speak to you about it again.
Good. Fine. Point taken. Thank you. I understand. Now, would you like that cup of coffee?
No, thank you, Sarah. I think it's better that I leave you on your own, just to, think about things.
And what you're saying is that she didn't come home at all last night?
Looks that way. I mean, I know the whole point of her having her own flat downstairs was that I shouldn't always know about her comings and goings. But I'm afraid I can hear her front door, and I'm certain I didn't hear it last night.
That sounds as if the affair's getting more serious.
Or more reckless. Oh, it's bound to come out into the open soon. I mean, what kind of married man can spend a night away from home without his wife noticing?
Yes, I suppose the wife might be away.
Yes, at her mother's with the children. Or he might have told her he was at a conference, or his aunt was ill, or... That's what's so dispiriting about it. All the lies in that sort of situation are so squalid and predictable. Oh, I wish Claire was out of it. She just looks under so much stress. The moments they're together have got to be really marvellous to justify all the pain it's causing her.
Well, maybe they are.
Who knows? Oh, poor Claire.
Poor you, too. Scarred woman in your mother's eyes.
No doubt in the eyes of the whole town, if she has anything to do with it.
You look shattered.
Yes, I am pretty exhausted. I was feeling so good a week ago. Never mind. Oh, when I saw Claire driving off yesterday evening, I just felt so sorry for her.
You lent her the car again?
Yes, I'm an idiot, aren't I? Big softy. Did you see the rain last night? It was bucketing down.
Well, I hope at least she returned the car this morning.
Yes, it was there when I left the house. But the bonnet was warm.
Ah, proper little Hercule Poirot.
Yes.
Well, I wonder where you were last night,
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Sarah. That's a marked car. Last night, I bet it was blipping on geriatric radar screens all over town.
Ah.
Never underestimate your mother, Sarah.
Russell, there is no danger of my ever doing that.
Oh, hello, Frieda. It's Eleanor. Look, I wondered, did you have a chance to talk to Wayne? Oh, good. Oh, the car was there again last night. Yes, very indiscreet, inviting discovery, I'd say. Yes. Oh, Frieda, you know I'd never be one to pass any moral comment, but... Yes, well, those are my feelings, exactly. But did Wayne manage to check the register? Oh, really? So his name's Smith? What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, dear... Smith? Yes, I suppose it might be a false name. I don't suppose Wayne managed to get any clue. Oh, he carried the suitcase up to the room, did he? Oh, you have got a clever nephew, Frieda. Philip Brownlow. Well, fancy that. No, it doesn't mean anything to me, dear. Yet. But if he lives within 20 miles, I can find out. Don't worry about that.
You said you wouldn't tell anyone.
I didn't, Sarah.
You must have mentioned it to Bob, and he must have mentioned it to someone else. Mother knows that the man works for the Building Society.
Well, if she does, I swear I didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh.
I wouldn't, Sarah. If I'd promised you, I wouldn't.
No, of course not. I'm sorry, Russell, even thinking it. This atmosphere of suspicion and paranoia is getting to me.
Well, at least that'll be all over now.
What do you mean?
Well, if your mother knows the man is someone at the Building Society, then she must know the guilty party's Claire, not you.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yes, you're right. Thank goodness. Oh, Russ, I do feel terrible about what I said. I mean, having distrusted
you. Don't give it a second thought. Pour yourself a large drink, put your feet up in the evening and forget about the whole thing.
Thanks. Actually, I can't do that. I've been invited out to a drinks party.
Oh, well, that should be fun.
Doubt it. Me skulking in the corner of the room doing my wallflower widow routine. Never mind, at least it'll get me out of this place for a bit.
Right, well, see you in the morning, Sarah. Bye.
Bye, Russell.
Ah, Sarah.
Mother. Want a drink? I'm just having one.
Thank you, dear.
Right.
Sarah, I've asked Claire to come up here.
Oh?
I'm afraid I've got to have a serious talk to her.
Oh, well, look, Mother, I don't think you should actually... Oh, Claire.
Hello, Mummy. Granny.
You wanted to talk to me?
Yes, dear.
There's your drink, Mother.
Thank you, dear.
You want one, Claire?
No, thanks.
All right, Sarah, you can leave us.
What?
Claire and I need to talk.
But this is my sitting room.
If you don't mind, dear. It's just so much more comfortable than mine.
Yes, okay, fine. I've got to go and get changed for this party anyway. See you. Have fun.
Now, Claire, as you know, I'm not one to pry.
Hmm.
Nor am I an old-fashioned moralist.
No.
But I do not approve of affairs with married men.
Ah.
Now, it's come to my notice that someone working at your building society...
Yes.
A Mr. Brownlow...
Yes.
Mr. Philip Brownlow, who is married with three children, is having an affair with someone in this house.
So, what do you think I should do?
I think you should look for another job. It can't be easy for you working there under the circumstances.
No, it isn't.
I mean, all the innuendo and the gossip about what's going on.
As you say, it's not easy.
So I think that's the only thing for you to do, Claire. Look for another job.
Well, thank you for giving me your opinion, Granny. I would just like to say, from my own point of view, that
but
when
Claire,
I...
But, Claire, I must say I do feel very sorry for you.
What?
That you've been landed in this situation.
Well, I hardly think you need
it to... It can't be much fun for you. To have your mother publicly making a fool of herself with someone in your office, can it?
What, Granny?
I'm sorry, but this just does get better and better. You mean she still thinks it's you who's having an affair?
Yes. And in a daft way, everything that happens only goes to reinforce her opinion.
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose you'll have to disabuse her soon.
Oh, I don't know. Might leave her in ignorance forever. Let her believe there really is a mystery ingredient in her daughter's sex life.
And is there?
Oh. Anyway, things have been happening on the Claire front.
What?
Well, as we suspected, this torrid affair has not passed unremarked at the Building Society.
Oh.
Both of them were summoned to the manager's office, separately, I hasten to add.
What? So Claire's got to...
Now, Claire hasn't got to do anything. That's the wonderful thing about it. Of course, the manager said they couldn't go on working together. But, and this, I think, is a triumph for Women's Lib. Wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. Mr. Brownlow is the one who's going to be transferred.
Really? Has Claire taken it?
She's very cut up. But I think at the same time she's enormously relieved. She really was getting out of her depth, you know.
So you think they'll stop seeing each other?
No, not immediately. But he's been transferred 40 miles away. I think with not being in the same office and the difficulties of transport, well, let's say I hope it'll die a natural death.
You do seem amazingly more relaxed about it.
Yes, well, I feel sort of... What the hell?
Hmm. Did you meet someone nice at the drinks party last night?
What?
One of the prime qualifications for owning a bookshop is the ability to read books. And to read people like books.
Oh, right. Well, there was someone there who seemed sort of... He was nice. We got on, you know. Mm. Nothing more than that, but, you know.
Good, Sarah.
Oh, I doubt if you'll get in touch or... But anyway, it is quite a pleasant change to be worrying about my own emotions for once.
Yes, I'm sure it is, Sarah.
And I'm very glad to hear that Mr. Brownlow's moving to another job. Now he'll have a chance to concentrate on mending his marriage, and it would be my advice, dear, that you should take the opportunity of this natural break to finish the relationship completely.
Yes, well, Mother, I will certainly bear that in mind.
But, Mother...
It's all right, Claire. I'll make my own decision, thank you.
Good. I just hope you have the good sense to make the right ones. You know, Sarah, I hope I've never tried to influence you in any way about anything.
Heaven forbid.
But I also hope that I've given you the necessary moral equipment to make your own decisions about the things that really matter.
I'm sure you have, Mother.
Good. Well, dear, I'm a little weary, so if you'll excuse me, I think I'll just go and have a little lie down.
But, Mummy, you can't let her go on believing that.
No, I'm not. What does it matter? Gives me a nice opportunity for a workout on my moral equipment. Look, she's already thought the worst about me many times. She currently doesn't think the worst about you. Sounds like a perfect situation. Why change it?
Well, if you don't mind her...
I don't, really. How are you feeling, love?
Pretty battered.
Any sort of advance? Any decisions?
We've decided that we won't see each other for a month. See how we feel then.
I'm sure you're very wise.
That doesn't mean it's over.
No, of course not, love. Just give it time.
You're looking particularly cheerful today.
What? Me? Oh, I'm just so relieved that... Well, I don't know.
No, but I mean...
Oh, there's...
I'll get it. Hello? That's funny.
What?
When I answered, they rang off.
Oh, did he? I mean, did they? Oh, well, probably a wrong number.
In The Married Man, you heard Prunella Scales as Sarah, Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, and Jerry Cowper as Claire. Henry was written by Simon Brett and produced by Pete Atkin.